16. Season 16. Listen in, come and come and see. Season 16. Life Tips Podcast. Life Tips Podcast. Season 16 of Life Tips Podcast. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Season 16. Come and see. Season 16. Listen in, but again, but come and see. Season 16. Listen in, come and see. Season 16. Listen, come and see. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker.
Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, Castbox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And iHeartRadio, that's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. We everywhere.
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay! Yay! Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit. You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day. So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started. Hey, you. You. Are you new to Life Tips? Well then, welcome aboard. Do me a favor and hit that follow button, subscribe button, however it's worded, and follow the show so that you'll be notified every time there's a new episode. You'll join the numerous amounts of people who download the show each day and add it to their everyday lives. Now, if you're a current or faithful listener of the show, who has been with us since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue leading you in the right direction, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the show as per usual. Thank you so much. This has been Nate, the host of Life Tips Podcast, just greeting you. And yeah, all right then, let's get started. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything. Not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. Decided to record this part of the podcast episode early. Simply because, as tradition, we always talk about the old year first before talking about the new year. So a majority of 2024 part one is going to be spent talking about 2023 and how unpredictable it was. Like, this was the most unpredictable year since 2020. What this means is 2020 caught the world by surprise because no one was expecting the pandemic to shut the world down. This year was a quote-unquote pandemic year for just my life, where so many things happened unexpectedly that it was just mad craziness back to back to back to back all the way up until literally just now. Like, November is when the shift started taking place. November is when things started getting significantly better. And so we're going to talk about it today. January. Old school tax season. 90-day probation. Bills going crazy, and I had to use my tax return money on bills again. Just like 2022, so sad. 2022 and 2021 were not good years with January. Tax returns in January of 2021 and 2022 and 2023, it was bad. Like, I just never had a chance to keep them. And then February, March, April, (sighs) those were recovery periods, but then it got worse. Fast forward to May. Car accident number 3. Dude is not paying attention, rams into the back of me, knocks my bumper off, and I still have to go to work. Luckily, I was able to secure a rental car in enough time to go to work the next day. But as always is the case with rental cars, you got to put gas in that joint while the insurance company pays for the rental car. So all the moolah that I was going to save during the last month of work went down the tubes. And let me just tell you that all them rental cars, with the exception of the first one, were terrible on gas. I mean, I drive to work, I drive back home, and I'm at half a tank of gas by the end of the week. That's crazy bad. But that first car, the black car that they gave me, that first car was beautiful. That thing lasted on gas for, wow, that thing lasted on gas for at least a week. Literally a week. Facebook post. Sorry, I had to reply to it. But yeah, essentially, the first car was great on gas. Lasted for a whole week. I didn't have to get gas, literally, until well into the next week with the first rental car. The problem with that was that it needed an oil and filter change, and I had to turn it in. If I hadn't had to do that, man, I would have kept that black rental car. It was so good. Man, it's going great. Gas was good for a week and a half. Literally did not have to get gas until like Wednesday of the next week. So let's say I get gas on Monday in that black Mazda. It's like a black Mazda 6. And by Wednesday of the next week, that thing's on half a tank of gas. Then I go fill up. That's incredible. It reminded me of my car. My car's like that. On a regular, when I'm not driving in and out of DC, on the regular, I can go an entire week and some change and still drive to my other things throughout the week without needing gas. Incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible. So that rental car had to go, went to the other rental car, and then that one needed to get serviced because the engine light came on. That one had to go. went to the third rental car, a Nissan. Now, I have a Nissan, but mine is a 2019, and it's great on gas because it's an older model. It's below the 2020s and up. The 2020s and up, in terms of Nissan, let's just say those vehicles are not good on gas. I've driven the Nissan Versa from 2020, 2021. So I've driven the updated Nissan Versa models. I've driven the Nissan Kicks from 2021, 2020, roughly. And I'm dead serious. I drive a week to work and back and to all the other stuff I had to do. And I was on half a tank by Friday. It was just horrible. So I was happy to get my car back. Why? Because when I fill up my tank, I'm good on gas for a good week and some change, like a week and 2 days. So if there's 7 days in a week, that's 9 days without needing to fill up. Just driving to and from different places and back. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So there was that. I lost a ton of money over the summertime. Then DC unemployment failed everybody in the company, not just me, but everybody. So that's no income for several months. GoFundMe helped a little bit, but I did eventually stop getting big checks from GoFundMe. And asking family and friends for money got me through, but it was just embarrassing to keep having to do it until checks started rolling in September. When checks started rolling in September, nothing let up. I mean, I had to pay back mountains of bills, from car insurance to car note to phone. And I just got my bill solidified. Literally, just got my bill solidified. No more crazy payments. No more anything. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. Ew. I was just listing off stuff that most people eat for Thanksgiving. LOL. Sorry. No, I really was. But my point is that September, October were terrible. September was supposed to be the month where things were crazy, and then October things would slow down. Birthday came. Birthday plans were ruined, with the exception of one couple who got with me for my birthday. And then birthday plans were essentially ruined again when I thought I was going to have birthday plans rescheduled after my original plans blew up. And even those rescheduled plans fell through the cracks. So, with the rescheduled birthday plans falling through the cracks, and with everything else going haywire in October, what the heck? Like, I'm just now getting to a place where things are sufficient. And it's wild. So, here we are. We're now in the November-December time frame, mind you. And the fact that I am just now starting to see the increase where bills can be paid and I still have money in the tank without going into the negatives again blows me. So essentially, this whole year was a train wreck. And it didn't change until the month of November going into December. Okay. So the recap of 2023 part one is 100% accurate. That messed up a good portion of this year. Part two is not accurate now, because at the time I recorded all of this, it was right before Thanksgiving. Now, things are a lot different when it comes to friendships. So I want to re-record this segment now that we are closer to the end of the year and give you some updates. At first, when I recorded this segment, I was not happy considering that at that time, I had not heard from my best friend in Lord knows how long. But over the last month and some change, my best friend and I have gotten back on track when it comes to hanging out together. We spent time together on Friday. We spent time together on Tuesday. And I believe we spent time together on Monday, all of which took place last week. So, one get together here, one get together here, and one get together here. Those get-togethers were essentially me visiting her school, which is about 15 minutes away from my school, just to get some social time in. And I was able to watch her put in work during the aftercare portion of school. So I had fun last week, and I plan on having more fun this week and next week, as I will be visiting my best friend at her job from about 2 to 4:30 some days throughout the remainder of the school year, which just so happens to be 9 days. 9 more days left after today. So by the time you listen to this podcast episode, I'll be basically off work. And we're now down to 8 days. But you get my point. Work-life balance and friendships were bad coming into the fall, but going out of early fall into late fall and into the holidays, things got much better. I can now confirm that I will be spending New Year's Eve with my best friend, Ash. Woo! So I have New Year's Eve plans with my best friend. Yay! I will finally be spending New Year's Eve with someone special again for the first time since 2021, 2022, when I spent New Year's with my ex. And this is going to be good for me because it'll prepare me for spending major holidays next year with someone special, so that my best friend can spend those holidays with her husband. In other words, balance. So there's that. Things got way, 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 way better towards the end of this year in church settings. I joined my new church, and I joined my new church's young adult ministry, and I joined my new church young adult ministry's group chat. I've been in this group chat for about a week now, and it's been great. So essentially what we do in this group chat is that when we're not together on Sunday mornings or Sunday nights at young adult get-togethers, we spend the whole week messaging the group chat. And the benefit of this is that now that I've met almost everyone in the young adult group, there are two young ladies from the young adult group that I am interested in romantically. And so just gotta figure out which one is going to climb up the ladder, if you will, and vibe out with me. Which leads into how did 2023 go from a romantic standpoint? It was kind of bad, but didn't give up and made it to the end of the year. And now here we are going into 2024. And of course, 2024's main goal is save up for the apartment and date. Either date casually and meet different young ladies or just settle down with someone and start dating exclusively. Why? Because 30s are coming next year, and as I've stated plenty of times, I hope to be marriage ready in my 30s. In my 30s, not at 30, but in my 30s. That means 30, 31, 32, 33, all that. And there's way more to being marriage ready than just your status, meaning money, meaning apartment, house, whatever you want to call that. There's way more to being marriage ready than just that stuff. Oftentimes we think about marriage and we just instantly go straight to, do you have a house? Do you have a car? Do you have a job that pays X, Y, and Z dollars a year? It goes beyond that. That's important, yes. But what is also important is actually having the maturity, the mindset, and the well-being overall to be married. And seeing as a lot of young couples that I personally know are all dating right now or engaged or married, it would seem that everything that I'm talking about, they possess, they have, etc., etc. And it all comes down to what I call the little things. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So when you first meet a girl, and she meets you first impressions. Then after that, you got to go towards, do you vibe well together? Can you have conversations? Can you make each other laugh, et cetera, et cetera? Next, compatibility. Do you have stuff in common? And then after she accepts your request to go out on a date and get to know each other better, then from there, you talk about more little things. Past relationship history, PDA, kissing, holding hands, etc., etc. Especially if you two are Christ followers, then you got to talk about how far, you know, do you want to go in terms of, you know, just a variety of different things to keep God at the center of the relationship. And then what do you do for work? What do you do for work? How do we balance in our schedules so that we can keep going out on dates and getting to know each other? And there's got to be reciprocation involved where the dude isn't the only one making the plans to, you know, go out and stuff like that. It's a lot that goes into a relationship. And in 2023 so far, it just didn't pan out. So I almost gave up on the year, but things have moved in a positive direction now to where I actually have to get back on board the horse and keep riding the wave of potentials. So just overall, before we start talking about 2024 after the commercial break, all I will say is that from a life standpoint, 2023 stank. It was not the year at all. There were job difficulties. Even heading into the end of the year, there was the job difficulty of switching management companies and figuring out, okay, are we going under this company or that company? And are they going to pay us? And all that drama and stress and craziness, had to go through that. On top of friendship stuff, on top of learning a new young adult ministry, a new church, and also having to deal with mentally wrapping my mind around two potential young people that could serve as potentials that I would want to ask out on dates, et cetera, as I march forward towards prepping for Valentine's Day, which is actually going to be significantly better this year than in past Valentine's Days, because I'm either going to be going out and meeting women, or I'm going to be talking exclusively to someone, or I'm going to be going out and enjoying my own life. Either one of those is going to be how I spend Valentine's next year. So, all in all, this year, 2023, was not good. And I don't want to ever repeat any of these things that took place in this year in 2024 again. This episode of Life Tips Podcast is sponsored by Yo. We got Spotify, Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for Podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for Podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. So the first thing I want to talk about in 2024, obviously, is money. Now, I'm not going to give you any life tips or advice on how to handle your money. I'm not a financial strategist and all that. No. But I am going to give you a few life tips regarding money. Starting with number one. Do something cool to celebrate getting your first check of the year when you start to get paid again. Just a suggestion. Number two, stack your checks. Some of us are getting two checks this month. Others are getting multiple checks. For me, I'm definitely going to be getting at least 4 checks this month, in addition to tax season. And that is life tip number 2. Use your tax returns wisely. And by wisely, I mean wisely. So if you're going to save them, that's the wise thing to do. If you're going to spend your tax return money, spend it on something that's worth being spent on. Not a Gucci purse. Not any super unnecessary fancy car that you might want. Rolls Royce or shoot. People are buying brand new 2024. And at this point, 2025 model cars from all the major dealers. It doesn't matter what the dealer name is. Like, for example, I'm with Nissan. So if you're going to go out and use your tax return money on a brand new, you know, 2024 Nissan, I would advise against that, but okay. All right. Go for it. If you've got the money. But that's what I'm really trying to say. Spend your tax return money wisely. But yes, those are the first two things actually happening in 2024 for all of us who are working. we're going to get our checks and we have to pay taxes to the government. And that's fun, but also it could be time consuming. It's fun because you get tax returns right after from state and federal. But yeah, so that's literally starting out the year. That's crazy to think about, but literally like after New Year's Day and all that jazz, it's literally a 3-week wait before you can actually file your taxes and get your returns. So enjoy this time, because the January is literally the best month of each year. Literally. Every January I get super excited because I know that I'm going to go up and I'm going to ascend and rise up. So the real question is, are you going to fall from grace? I've unfortunately fallen from grace the last several Januaries. But this January is going to be different. I'm not going to fall. I'm going to successfully keep every dime that I get in January.
Family, it's your hostess with the mostest, T the GOAT, from over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, comma, Black, and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
Okay. Obviously, this is 2024 part one, so I'm going to condense this final part into just a few small tidbits. Thanksgiving is normally when I go over my goals and plans for the next year privately by myself. I look at work goals, and I also look at personal work goals. Those have all been taken care of and planned out, thanks to the school system. And despite the fact that we're changing companies from Sodexo to Aramark, it does not matter. As long as we get the same off days and the same amount of money, all will be well in the world. So we're going to change this to Aramark Direct Deposit Payday. This and following events. Got it. We're going to cut this. Boom. So, pretty much, we've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Then we have another off day on the 26th. Great. Then in February, we have no off days, but tax season opens up the week of January 21st. March, we have an off day here. I think that's March 15th is the only off day that I can see. April, we have the entire spring break. May, we have the 27th. And then in June, there's two off days smack dab in the middle of each other. And then the last day of work on the 21st. So that's the school planning piece for next year. The personal planning piece for next year has to do with the major things. Apartment saving, girlfriend. There are minor 2024 goals, but we'll talk about that in part two. And the apartment saving, that's automatically going to start in January. Significant other, it's a little harder, but I believe it's doable. And so that's 2024 part one. We recapped last year. We briefly mentioned goals for this year. Part two will go deeper into said goals, and then we will wrap up the show for this year. So because there was a guest last week, we didn't have a special segment. I'm not planning on putting a special segment in when there's a guest, because the guest will say what they have to say anyway. So we're back with special segment for the young people. And again, 16, 17, 18, primarily. And also, once again, inspired by Miss Kylie Montagne. It's just that age group is so amazing. But before we even get into what I want to really say, I want to mention something about the freshman class. That's right, the freshmen in 2023, who are all graduating in 2026. So there's two freshmen at my job, and they're best friends, and they literally follow each other everywhere, and I think that's like really cool. Because what they don't know is that the friendship they have now will turn into an all-out, let's see, it's going to turn into an all-out incredible bond over the years, to where when they reach senior year, imagine the crazy, awesome level of sisterhood that they're going to be at. Some of you who are in junior or senior year of high school know what that's like. 16, 17, 18. You're looking back over freshman year to now, and you're thinking to yourself, have my friendships lasted this long? And if they have, how many of them lasted this long? Who's my closest friend that's been there with me since ninth grade? I had that a long time ago. But this is the part where we dive into the message for you all. It's 2024, almost. So while I encourage everyone to look back over their year and see what was great, what wasn't great, I really want you all to take that homework assignment extra serious. Because the future is you. So start heavily thinking about how 2023 was and what you want 2024 to be. And I will see you next week.
Social media. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.